Vestal residents opposed to fracking face an uphill battle. They're up against the Vestal Gas Coalition, a group of landowners who control 12,000 acres, more than a third of the town. The coalition recently organized an informational meeting where speakers talked about the community-wide benefits of gas drilling. One speaker explained the mechanics of a local tax on wells. Another talked about the benefits of leasing school land for drilling. Besides tax revenue and extra money for schools, it was clear that landowners expected windfalls of their own. A wealth management company was handing out flyers with tips on handling sudden wealth. Anyone with land could join the coalition for just $30 an acre, payable to a local lawyer at a minimum of $300 per household. Coalition Chairman Bob Polansic says his group started small 4 years ago and now represents about 600 families and all the land still available for leasing.
It was formed because we saw a need as the industry was coming in and picking off people for ridiculously low prices and convincing them to sign up leases that was all about them and not about the landowner.
Now, Polansic figures any lease that the group signs will give landowners a $6,000 an acre upfront payment and around a 20% royalty on produced gas. Collectively, the coalition could make tens of millions of dollars. But not everybody is thrilled by those numbers. In fact, they alarm Sue Rapp, who founded Vestal Residents for Safe Energy last year. She began her campaign by petitioning the town board to enact a law that would protect town roads from damage by industry trucks.
It was non-threatening because everybody wanted it. There was no real downside, and it was really saying to the town board, come on, guys, do something.
That was almost a year ago, and still no road use law. Now, Rapp and other opponents of fracking in Vestal are calling on the board to enact a temporary ban on drilling.
It is a bit of a long shot, and I always back a long shot. I mean, what else is worth working for?
There are 100 or so temporary or permanent local drilling bans in New York. But besides a ban in the city of Binghamton, none are near the Pennsylvania border.
So that's why our moratorium will be so significant and so important and so effective.
So far, the town board has refused to put a moratorium up for a vote. So Rapp pushed for an informational meeting put on by the town to include both sides. The town has refused that, too.
So where's the transparency? Where's the responsibility to the residents of the community?
The town board is working on a road use law, says board member Fran Majeski, but he doesn't expect them to take up a moratorium anytime soon.
I can't tell you how many hours we've spent on this whole issue, just listening to the people and reading their material and watching videos that they send us on the emails, and hours and hours and hours and hours.
That probably won't stop Rapp and other fracking opponents from continuing to lobby the board. Meanwhile, Polansic of the landowners group says fracking opponents don't have the right to take control of this issue because they don't own the land.
We don't want to make any of them, but on the other hand, you know, we own the land. And the area that they're coming from is areas where there's not going to be any developing going on.
As for the risks of fracking, Polansic acknowledges that they do exist. Still, he says he's confident that by the time the industry arrives in New York, the mistakes that led to problems in Pennsylvania will be corrected. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.